Life Audio.
Have you ever been in a situation where you needed to have that conversation, but you had no idea how to start it? Maybe you realized that it was just going to open up a can of worms or maybe even start an unnecessary conflict. Well, friend, I have just the tips for you. Download my free resource today called Conversation Starters for Couples in Conflict. Now, this is not just for couples. This is for anyone that you might need to have a conversation with that could potentially be a conflicting conversation. Get your free resource today at danashe.com/conversation starters. That's danashe.com/conversation starters, and be on your way to less awkward conversations today. Hey, loves, I'm Dana Shea. I've been married for over 25 years to my childhood sweetheart, Sean, but our marriage hasn't always been sweet. There were some really dark nights caused by betrayal and conflict. We were so disconnected. Over the last decade, we've learned the tools to rebuild our marriage into something greater than we ever hoped for. And I want to help you do the same. As a marriage and relationship coach, I can give you the blueprint for how to rebuild your relationship. You're not here today by chance, friend. So turn up the volume and let me be your guide to rebuilding your life and rebuilding your love. Welcome to the Rebuilding Us podcast. Welcome to the podcast today. I am so grateful that you're here with us today. I'm Dana Shea. If I have not had the privilege of saying hello to you, if this is your first time on this podcast, I just want to welcome you in. And if you are a longtime listener or this is a part of your routine, I love it. And I'm so grateful that you're here today for this very important conversation. If you don't know, we are in a new series that we are calling Affair Proof. So this series is going to be for those of you who want to make sure that you affair proof your marriages. And it's also for those of you who have been devastated by adultery in your relationship. Now, if you listened to last week's episode, my husband, Sean, and I opened the vault, you guys. We were super vulnerable, transparent about what caused the infidelity in our marriage. And I hope that you were able to hear that episode and glean from some of our mistakes so that you don't make those same mistakes in your marriage. Oftentimes when I meet with couples who are rebuilding after an affair, it's like hindsight, right? They're thinking, oh my goodness. Or they'll say, you know, Dana, I saw these warning signs, but I didn't want to believe it. Or I minimized those signs that I saw. And so it's not that we don't see the signs a lot of times. Sometimes we see the signs, but we don't really want to face the reality of what that means. We don't want to think, oh my gosh, what if my spouse is really cheating on me? Because now we have a decision to make. So what I want to do over these next several minutes together is I want to share with you 10 warning signs if your spouse is having an affair. Now, be very clear. There are obviously way more than 10 signs, okay? We could probably sit here and talk about 100 signs or 500 signs. Also, keep in mind that just because your spouse might be exemplifying some of these behaviors does not guarantee that they are having an affair. The probability, especially the more of these signs that they have, the probability is high. But I don't want you to feel like, oh my gosh, you know, this is a guaranteed thing. Now I'm going to accuse my spouse when you have no evidence. This podcast episode is simply helping you to somehow make sense of some of the stuff that you might be recognizing in your marriage. So we're going to get into these 10 signs. And then as a bonus, I'm going to give you 10 digital signs that you can look for if your spouse might be having an affair. All right, let's get into it. So the first sign, if your spouse is having an affair, is they will oftentimes have some sort of newfound interest in how they look. Maybe they never cared about their weight before. They never really cared about clothes and fashion. They never really cared about keeping their hair up or their nails done or whatever it might be. And now all of a sudden, you cannot keep them out of the mirror. They are constantly looking at themselves. They're constantly buying new clothes. They're always at the hair salon or the barbershop or whatever it is, taking care of themselves physically. And again, I'm going to use this word new a lot because some of these signs, you all, if your spouse has not been exuding these signs before, that's really the red flag. If your spouse has always been kind of into themselves and really loves how they look, well, then obviously there's really no change there. So that wouldn't be a warning sign. But if all of a sudden, out of nowhere, your spouse just has this newfound interest in how they look, that could potentially be a red flag. The second warning sign is that there's a new friend or coworker that they're talking about a lot. This is interesting, and I'll tell my story. At a time where I was vulnerable to a relationship, praise God, nothing ever happened with this particular person. But Sean and I were going through some things in our marriage, and there was this person who kind of caught my eye. And there was this person that I began to share intimate details about my life, nothing crazy and like inappropriate, but just they were getting a little too close. This person was becoming a little bit more than a friend. And I talked to Sean about this person all the time because this was my new friend who understood me and loved to hear my stories and read my books and did all these things, right? And Sean said to me, that's when I knew that that relationship was a little bit more than what it should be. And so if you have a friend, or if your spouse has a friend or a coworker that they're always talking about, they're laughing at their stories. You find them like on Instagram with this person all the time. And you feel that thing like, this person's name keeps coming up over and over and over again. Then you need to take note of that. Let me also say to my military spouses, because in the military, you will use the person's last name, right? You call that person Jackson or Smith or Jones or whatever. If you keep hearing your spouse talk about Jones this and Jones that and Jones said this and Jones went there, ask who is Jones. What is Jones' first name? Because a lot of times people will hide behind that last name. Your spouse will try to hide the fact that they're really talking about a female or a male. So ask, what's Jones's first name? If that person is always being talked about, that's a warning sign, my friend. The third warning sign is if you are experiencing disconnection in your marriage along with apathy, okay? Lots of marriages go through disconnection. And this is why I keep talking about the partner quiz, take the partner quiz, because not only will you be able to see how connected you are as a partner, but then I give you free resources to show you how to reconnect in your marriage. Disconnection is a telltale sign of adultery. It's the danger zone. When you start to disconnect from your spouse, you begin to leave yourself vulnerable for other people to come in. So you're going to keep hearing me focus on disconnection. That's the whole reason that we are doing the Rebuilding Us podcast, is to help you bridge the connection gap, to come back together so that your marriage isn't vulnerable. But if your spouse is disconnected and apathetic, meaning they don't really care, they know that you're disconnected. They know that you guys haven't been out on a date in 3 months. And it's just like, there's no real interest. That's a warning sign, my friend. All right. Number four, and we're going to get into this more when I give you this bonus section on digital signs to look for. But number four is if there's any sort of changing of passwords or other digital changes, your spouse will leave literally a carbon footprint of adultery. I'm going to give you literally 10 ways that you can look at your spouse's digital behavior and see, is that potentially a warning sign? Okay. Number five, your spouse has some sort of newfound sexual fantasies, or they want to try these new positions out of nowhere. They're suddenly excited about sex. They want to have sex a lot. Any sort of changes in their sexual desires. Now, this could be a good thing, right? Especially if your marriage has been suffering, if you guys really haven't been intimate a lot, and now your spouse is like, you know what? You're right. I need to work on this. So I'm not saying if your spouse wants to have sex more, they're having an affair. That's not always the case. But if they all of a sudden have like all of these new positions and you're like, where did you get that from? Why do you want to try that? You want to do what? You want me to do what? Like, those kinds of things are warning signs. Your spouse never really wanted to have sex before, and now they want to have sex 4, 5, 6 times a week. That's a red flag. Now, on the flip side, and this is going to sound contradictory, but this is also a warning sign number 6, is if your spouse doesn't want to have sex. They're just not interested at all. Maybe you all were doing pretty good in the sexual department, right? And then all of a sudden, your spouse is just like not into it anymore. Your spouse just is like, you know what? I'm busy. I'm tired. I'm whatever excuse. I'm sick. They come up with these excuses. That is a big, bright red flag. All right, let me let you digest some of that information. We're going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsor. If you have not already subscribed to the podcast, be sure to subscribe because you do not want to miss any of these episodes that we're doing in the Affair Proof series. When you subscribe to the podcast, then all of the episodes get automatically delivered to you. You don't have to go searching for them. You don't have to go find them. We bring them right to you. So be sure that you either subscribe or follow the show. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Okay, friends, so we are back. And before the break, of course, I gave you 6 warning signs to look for in case your spouse might be having an affair. Let's go into number 7. Number 7 is, of course, if you catch your spouse lying about something, right? They're lying about their purchases. They're buying a whole bunch of things and you're finding out that the things that they're saying that they're buying are not really what they're buying. Maybe you find credit card statements that have Marriott on them or Hilton or rental cars or out-of-town trips that you're finding out about. Any of those sorts of things, any sort of lies that your spouse is telling you concerning their whereabouts, concerning how they're spending their money, where they're spending their money, that is a big warning sign. So keep in mind, now, a lot of times spouses know how to lie, okay? So just because they're finagling their way to the truth, there's something in you, and we're going to talk about this at the end, but there's something in you that you know that that's just not right. That doesn't sound right. Mm-mm. So be aware that any sort of lying around their whereabouts and how they spend their money, that is a big red flag. Number 8, any sort of changes in their work schedule. They used to go to work from 8 to 4. Now all of a sudden they have mandatory overtime every night. They're working from 8 to 8. Okay. Any sort of, they used to come home right at 5, but now they got to go to the gym every single night after work. They never took out of town business trips. And now all of a sudden their boss keeps choosing them to go out of town. So pay attention to any sort of changes in routine, changes in work schedule. They used to go to work at 11 a.m., but now they all of a sudden have to go to work at 6 a.m., right? Like, pay attention to those sorts of things, because that a lot of times is a warning sign when someone has a change in their routine. Number 9, anger or apathy when you bring up the fact that you might not trust them, or there might be a conversation that y'all need to have concerning adultery. If your spouse responds in anger, that's concerning. Like, why are you getting angry if you're not doing this? On the flip side, if they're apathetic, if they're like, well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, nope. And there's like no emotion, because if Sean were to tell me today, Dana, I think you're cheating on me, I'm going to have an emotion. I'm not going to be angry, but I'm going to be concerned. I'm going to be like, what are you talking about? Like, let's talk about this. Like, are you serious? Like, am I given that impression? I'm going to have some sort of emotion, right? And probably so will you if you're not someone who is being unfaithful. If your spouse gets angry, if they walk out, they have some sort of like shocking response, You need to pay attention to that. And let me add this, that if you find out that, let's say, one of your friends or their friends is involved in an affair, and then you talk about that with your spouse and your spouse has zero response, like they're not upset. They're just like, oh, well, that's them. Something doesn't feel right here. So I would just say pay attention to that. And number 10, and this is kind of obvious, but any sort of evidence that you find of an affair, you find condoms, you find lipstick, you find perfume, you find gifts, you find negligee, you find some man's boxer shorts in your car. I mean, come on, like any sort of evidence, like physical evidence that you could present in a courtroom and say, Your Honor, Exhibit A, those things you need to pay attention to. Now, the vast majority of marriages, you're not going to find these signs. That's just too easy, right? Most marriages, you're going to have to trust your intuition. And this is the bonus that I wanted to give you. So technically, this podcast episode should have been called 11 signs. But if you have intuition, or for the Christian, the Holy Spirit, I love the Lord so much because you don't have to go searching for stuff. God will reveal the truth to you. I remember years ago, I had gone to this women's conference. It was a Joyce Meyer conference, actually, and they were singing a classic Christian song, How Great Is Our God? How Great Is Our God? And there's a lyric in that song that says, He robes himself in light, and darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice. And you all, there was something that broke in me when I heard that lyric. And I said to myself, you know what? God, you operate in light. The Bible says that in him is no darkness at all. So if we, his children, walk in the light, then that means that he is going to reveal the darkness to us. So you don't have to go snooping around. You don't have to go hire a PI. God will give you the Holy Spirit who will tell you something is not right. Do not ignore that. Now, we can't be paranoid, okay? So I don't want you to be paranoid thinking, oh my gosh, you know, my husband, he went on a business trip. Something must be happening. No, don't be paranoid, but you do need to be wise and you do need to use your God-given discernment, which a lot of people call intuition, Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it. I believe it's the Holy Spirit. That's what I call him. The Holy Spirit is a person. He speaks, he shows, he reveals. So when you feel something off, do not ignore it. Just like people in their physical bodies, they feel an ailment, they feel a lump, and then they ignore it. And then a year later, it's like full-blown cancer when they felt it a year ago. If there's something that you're sensing now, pay attention to it and address it now. Don't ignore it and do not wait. Trust the discernment of the Holy Spirit. Trust that God-given intuition that he has given you. Okay, my friends, so I want to give you, this is almost like this could be a whole other podcast episode, and I thought about making it another podcast episode, but because we're still talking about warning signs, I want to just piggyback on the 10 signs that I already gave you. But these warning signs are specifically for digital, okay? So not every affair that happens digitally stays digital, okay? So there are people who start off an affair through text messaging or through some sort of social media app, and then it becomes physical. So we need to pay attention to this because, I mean, obviously, even if they're just doing something online, that's still bad. That's still wrong. But don't just say, well, that's just something that they're doing on their phone. It's not a big deal. In the world that we live in today, anybody can hop on a plane at any moment. So just because so-and-so lives in Wyoming does not mean anything. So we need to make sure, again, that we are being wise, that we are being aware, that we're paying attention. The Bible says that we need to be as shrewd as serpents, but gentle as doves. That means that we're not paranoid and we're not antagonistic, but we're also not dumb. Okay. So be shrewd, be wise, be aware. All right. So let me give you these 10 signs that you can look for. This is if your spouse has begun a relationship online or some sort of digital signs that you can look for that your spouse might be having an affair. Number one, they take their phone everywhere. Your spouse can never leave their phone out. They take their phone in the bathroom. They take their phone in the shower. They take their phone everywhere. They will never leave it with you, or they will never leave it in a place where they are not. That is not cool. Okay. Now, there are some people who are like glued to their phone because they're always on their phone. And so again, like I said before, these are not like if your spouse is doing this, they're absolutely having an affair. But these are some things that you need to be watching for. They take their phone everywhere. All right. Number two, password changes. I believe that when you're married, you should be able to have your spouse's passwords. I don't think that you have to have them. And I don't think that you need to, like, you know, manipulate and all of that stuff to get them. But if everything's on the up and up, then what's the problem? Like, you can have my password. I can have your password. So if you have your spouse's password and then for some reason the passwords get changed and your spouse doesn't tell you, well, that might be a problem. If you ask for the password and they won't give it to you, that might be a problem. If they say, oh, well, the only way you can get on my phone is through facial recognition, that's not true, because every phone has multiple ways that you can sign in. So yes, they might be facial recognition, but you can also put in a number, a password. So be aware and be wise that that's not the only way that you can access the phone. Same with email. If you had access to their email accounts, or if you had access to their bank accounts, and now all of a sudden you find yourself being shut out, you need to ask some questions about that. Okay? All right. Number three, they turn their location off. Most of us have some sort of like location sharing, right? If you're married, hey, let me share my location with you. It's not like weird and stalker-ish. It's I need to know where you're at in case something happens, right? Or if you went to the store, you know, whatever. Like most spouses have their locations on. If your spouse automatically like turns their location off and they don't notify you, or they do notify you and they say some crazy reason like, you know, oh, I don't want everybody knowing where I'm at. Something like that. Turning the location off can be a telltale sign of something not right. Okay. Why you got your location off? Turn it back on. Okay. Number four, new email addresses or new social media accounts. And let me add to that, changing their name on their social media accounts. Any sort of new, I said this in the before, right? We're talking about the 10 warning signs. Anything that's new and sudden. These are the things that we want to be looking out for. Why are you now all of a sudden on Instagram? Instagram's been around for years and years and years. You never had any desire to be on Instagram. Now all of a sudden you're on there. And I'm not a friend of yours on Instagram. I didn't even know you had an Instagram account, right? Things like that you need to be aware of. Any sort of new social media accounts, new email addresses. You find out they've got a whole brand new email address. Like, and especially if they don't tell you about these things, okay? So lots of times we get new email addresses, okay? So again, that's not just like a warning sign all the time, but it's in the withholding of information along with the new information. That's when it becomes suspect. Okay, number six, credit card purchases that point to inappropriate websites and unexplained purchases. So your spouse has a credit card statement and you see that they've rented a car. And you're like, when did you rent this car? Where'd you go? And there's no good explanation for that. Yeah, that's sus, right? Or there's, again, a Marriott or Hyatt credit card transaction on the statement. Uh-huh. We need to be calling Marriott and Hyatt and finding out who stayed where. Number seven, text messages with no contact name. This is one of those sneaky ones, right? Because most of the time, if your spouse is having an affair, they've probably already thought through how to hide it from you. Okay, so it's not like they're just going to be like completely reckless most of the time. They're going to try to take some sort of precautions. And one of those precautions is either to use a fake name for this person or to have no name for this person. So if you see any sort of text messages, especially if there's lots of text messages, you either see that on your phone bill or you see that in their phone, and this particular name keeps coming up all throughout the day, and this person has no name, like how many of us text people with no name? Most of the time, if you're texting someone that much, they're going to be a contact in your phone. So just be aware that that could potentially be a digital warning sign. Okay, number eight, similarly, lots of calls or messages to the same number throughout the day, especially at night. So there's this number that just keeps showing up. It's either on their phone a lot or, again, on the phone statement a lot. Now, back in the day, your phone company, like your cell phone company, you could see what all the text messages said. Most phone companies have gotten away from that. But if you see like the same number over and over and over and over again, then that tells you that, something might not be right here. Okay. Number 9, a second phone or a burner phone. Now, many spouses have work phones and they have personal phones. You should have access to both. If your spouse says, I can't give you access to my work phone, red flag. I don't care about your work. I'm not going to be in there doing anything. But it's just the fact that there's something that you have that you won't give me access to. That's the problem. So if your spouse all of a sudden has a brand new phone or they have a burner phone, obviously, that you find, that's a warning sign. Something might not be right. Number 10, they've got lots of selfies on their phone of them. That's what a selfie is, right? Yeah. So they have lots of selfies on their phone, especially if they have not shared those with you. So you happen to be scrolling through their phone or you're overlooking, maybe you're standing over their shoulder and they pull up their phone and there's like all these pictures of themselves and you've never seen these pictures. Sus. Number 11. I know I told you guys 10, but I'm just like rolling here. Okay. Number 11 is if you look on their social media accounts, especially on Instagram, and their For You page or the Explore page has like inappropriate images, you know, it doesn't have to be porn, but it's like all these images of females or all these images of guys with these hot bodies, right? You can actually tell a lot about what your spouse is doing online based on what comes up on their Explore page. So just be aware. Just tuck it away. Might be a warning sign. And then finally, the last one that I'm going to give you is Google searches. This one is kind of, this can slip under the radar a little bit because most of us, unless you are suspicious of your spouse, you're probably not like checking behind them. But if you happen to get on the computer and you go to Google and you see Google searches, how to dot, 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 how to rent a car without your spouse knowing, how to get a hotel in someone else's name, like stuff like that. So any sort of Google searches that are inappropriate or raise questions or concerns, pay attention, you guys. I want to say that a million times. Pay attention. All of these signs do not, again, guarantee that your spouse might be having an affair, but they sure don't look good. Especially the more of these warning signs that exist. So, lots of information, lots of red flags, lots of warning signs. Now, what do you do? We're going to talk next week about what to do when you find out that your spouse has had an affair. Okay, so I want you to make sure that you come back next week for that. That's going to be a powerful episode. It's going to help set a lot of you all free. And it's going to help those of you, again, who haven't gotten to this stage, thank God, to know what to do if, God forbid, you find yourself in this situation. Now, I'm going to go back to a resource that I talked about earlier, and I really want to make sure that you guys take the partner quiz. Maybe you took the partner quiz when I first released it months ago. Take it again. See how you're doing now. Have you grown? Hopefully, you've been using some of those resources that I've been sending you. But if not, make sure that you go to danashea.com/partner quiz. That's danache.com/partner quiz. Not only are you going to see how you score with are you connected in your relationship or not, but I'm also going to help you to reconnect so that you can shore up your relationship and avoid your marriage getting to a place where it's vulnerable to infidelity. The second thing that I want to tell you before we wrap up today is to be sure that you subscribe to this podcast. I work so hard to make sure that I'm bringing you all relevant, helpful information, and I want to make sure that you're getting this every single week. I have some podcasts that I subscribe to, and I'm so thankful that I don't have to go searching for them, that when they release new episodes, they're right there automatically on my phone. So subscribe or follow the podcast today. And of course, I would love it if this podcast means anything to you, if you've been blessed by it, that you would give this a 5-star rating and a review. Well, thank you all so much for listening today. I pray that this information has helped you, and I pray that now you are armored up. You've got some signs. You've got someone that says, yeah, you're not crazy. These are some things that you've been seeing. And then again, next week, of course, we're going to talk about what to do if you find yourself in the unfortunate situation to have to approach your spouse because they are having an affair. At this time, I want to lead you in one of the most poignant, I think one of the most intimate, one of the most meaningful parts of our podcast, which is our affirmation. The Bible says that as a man or woman thinks, so is he, so is she. As a person thinks, so they are. So our mindset, our thoughts matter so much. And not only do our thoughts matter, but then what we speak matters. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, and this is why affirmations are so important. So today's affirmation is this: God is light. I'm a child of the light. I walk in the light. Let's say that together. God is light. I am a child of the light. I walk in the light. You walk in the light, my friend. So do not allow the darkness to encroach upon your mind. Live in the light as God is in the light. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to go to rebuildinguspodcast.com where you can find the show notes to this episode and also any of the resources that I share with you today. Love you guys so much, and I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.